This is Akashwani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today held talks with Brunei's Sultan Haji Hassan Al Bolkiah at Bandar Seri Begawan. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said he is delighted to meet Sultan Haji Hassan Al Bolkiah. He said the talks were wide-ranging and included ways to further cement bilateral ties between the two nations. Mr. Modi said India and Brunei are going to further expand trade ties, commercial linkages and people-to-people exchanges. The two leaders took stock of bilateral relations, including in areas of defence, trade and investment. They also exchanged views on regional and global issues of mutual interest. In his remarks, the Prime Minister said Brunei being an important partner in India's Act East policy and Indo-Pacific vision is a guarantee of bright future for both the nations. Mr. Modi conveyed greetings to the Sultan and the people of Brunei on the 40th anniversary of independence on behalf of 1.4 billion Indians. He said India and Brunei have centuries-old cultural ties and the basis of the friendship is the great cultural tradition. The two leaders witnessed the signing and exchange of an MOU on cooperation in the operation of telemetry, tracking and telecommand station for satellite and launch vehicles. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar and Brunei's Minister of Transport and Info Communications, Penigiran Dato Shamhari bin Penigiran Mustafa, signed the agreement. A joint statement was adopted after the talks. The Sultan of Brunei hosted an official lunch in honour of the Prime Minister. Mr. Modi reached Bandar Seri Begawan yesterday on the first leg of his two-nation tour to Brunei and Singapore. After the completion of his visit to Brunei, Prime Minister Narendra Modi has since departed for Singapore for the second leg of his visit. He will reach Singapore later today at the invitation of his counterpart Lawrence Wong. Memorandum of settlement will be signed among central and Tripura governments, representatives of National Liberation Front of Tripura, NLFT, and All Tripura Tiger Force, ATTF, in New Delhi today. Union Home Minister Amit Shah, Chief Minister of Tripura, Manik Saha, will be present on the occasion. Senior officials of Home Ministry and Tripura government will also be present during the signing of their memorandum of settlement. In Andhra Pradesh, fresh bout of rainfall lashed Vijayawada and several parts of NTR and Guntur in the early hours today, hampering the flood relief operations. Active relief operations are in force in Singhnagar and areas along the Budamedu Canal in Vijayawada, providing food and essential commodities using drones and motor boats. Chief Minister N. Chandrababu Naidu is continuously inspecting the flood relief operations. He has assured flood-impacted people of timely delivery of food and medical services. The IMD, India Meteorological Department, has issued an alert for heavy to very heavy rain in Gujarat, Konkan and Goa, Madhya Pradesh, Vidarbh, Saurashtra and Kutch and Chhattisgarh today. Heavy rainfall is also expected during the night in Uttarakhand, West Bihar, East Jharkhand, Gangetic, West Bengal, Arunachal Pradesh, Assam, Meghalaya, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura. In Ukraine, at least six officials, including members of the cabinet, have stepped down from their positions ahead of an anticipated major government reshuffle. Those who handed their resignations also include deputy prime ministers and the head of Ukraine's state property fund. One of the president's most senior aides, Rostislav Shurma, was also dismissed as per a presidential decree. The changes come as the parliamentary leader of the ruling Servant of the People Party said half of the cabinet would be changed in a major government reshuffle this week. In Paris Paralympics, India have reached its largest medal haul, bagging 5 medals yesterday, taking the total medals tally to 20. Before Paris Games, India's best performance was 19 medals in Tokyo 2020. Deepthi Jivanji's bronze in women's 400-meter T20 race, Sharad Kumar's silver, and Mariappan Thangavelu's bronze in men's high jump T63 contributed to the medals tally yesterday. Indian benchmark equity indices were trading lower in early trade today following weak global cues from US and Asian markets. Sensex was down 416 points to trade at 82,139. And that is the end of this news bulletin.